vaccines.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says then make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says then make him take it himself, just say no.
Welcome to Mint and Reality Radio with information that can save your life and wake you up to the corruption all around you, which of course is very important if we're ever to escape from hell. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, not to mention all the false flag events being carried out to further take away whatever freedoms we have left, which are pretty dwindling at this point, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. The critical first step for everyone of the conscience is to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. As I always tell people, don't believe anything my guests or myself say. Check things out for yourself, because it's only through doing the research that you are going to be forced to face reality instead of just writing people off as quote-unquote conspiracy theorists, as Big Brother wants you to do. If you haven't yet done so, please check out my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, as well as drcarly.com. I strongly suggest you start out with reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. It's a much smaller site, easier to manage, and not quite as scary. And the first thing I would do if I was you is go to the vaccine-induced disease tab, download the diagrams, and listen to my lecture explaining them. The first one is the cause of all diseases. And thankfully, I have also developed a protocol to reverse all diseases, because as it turns out, once you understand the concept of our health being destroyed by having multiple assaults being laid on us, most of them by Big Pharma, but many by other toxins in the air, water, food, etc., then you realize you have to learn how to avoid these things and how to deal with those things that you have already exposed yourself to unwittingly because you've been lied to about everything. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works from any place in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but please don't use that unless you're outside of the toll-free area, because I get so many requests for Skype contacts and it's just getting overwhelming. I use Skype at this point primarily for my international clients and for radio shows that I do. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you versus natural therapies in people and in pets. Okay, there's music. We'll be back after these messages.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collectors?
collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Over Baghdad, dancers of death, murder in the air.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where today our answer is hopefully going to be the Kaffir financial swindle of the American people, with my guest Jerry Day, who confirmed yesterday the station's still trying to reach him. So let me just continue with my introduction. Archives of my shows of the past few years on various networks can be found at the Light of Day Radio Show.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that you wait till the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week as long as our guest is able to be reached. Please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows are broadcast here. And please tell the network what are your favorite shows as well. Also, if you haven't yet done so, I strongly suggest that you go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Go to the bottom of the link section. You can sign up for free to the American Survival Newsletter, which I contribute to every week. This week is my 47th newsletter. I'll be writing for that newsletter, and I can assure you that I give you the news you need to know, as long as you're willing to face reality, of course, and you also receive links. to different places, because what I try to do is get people to see that I can document everything I say. Once you realize that I wouldn't say something if I couldn't document it, then you don't have to click on the links, because that could take you some time. And of course, if you have not yet done so, I also strongly suggest that you get yourself a colloidal silver generator, the one I recommend and use personally for myself and my three dogs and two cats, is the Silver Lungs Colloidal Silver Generator. You can also find that in the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, because the bioweapons that they are developing, spraying on us in chemtrails, etc., putting in vaccinations which are being coughed and sneezed on you, whether it be by your vaccinated pets or relatives or people out the street, that's the best way, in my opinion, that you can protect yourself. Once you've allowed these diseases to be inoculated directly into you, however, then it's not going to be able to be gotten rid of by silver. Then you have to do a detox, and that's what I teach people how to do. Okay, I'm getting a message that the guest can still not be reached. I have two numbers for him, so this is strange. But I appreciate the board op continuing to attempt to reach the guest, Jerry D. Okay, today is Mother's Day, one of my least favorite days of the year. And any of you that know my story know that I've had no contact with my only child for over a decade. He's being tortured. I don't even know if he's still alive. So I hate this Hallmark Day. And bringing up Hallmark, if you did not hear my recent show with a UK investigative journalist, Christina England, who actually found out that Hallmark is one of the companies involved with vaccinations, then I strongly suggest that you check out that archive. So when people wish me a happy Mother's Day, it makes me want to throw up. I mean, how people can even think that I would be happy on Mother's Day, considering what's happening with my son, is insane. But I received an amazing letter today, email, from one of my listeners, and I want to read this, because this actually made me feel very uplifted. And this is what the writer said. Sorry, my dog's having a little episode here. It's okay, Munchkin. Dr. C, it's a shitty world. Nevertheless, it is because you know that all while enduring pure hell that I write, recognizing you as a hard-working, loving mom, not only as a birth mom, but as a mom of humanity, continuing to care about the children of the world, both young and old, generations of today and ones yet to come, as you work on saving the young ones. The invention of Mother's Day is a moneymaker for corporate. Yet every day should be Mother's Day, because we moms know a mother's work is never done. Conscience-loving moms know the future of humanity depends on hard work. Everything that needs to be done beyond giving birth to the future, and that includes telling men what to do. By design, it's a paternal-run world, because if women ruled, standard house cleaning of the varied kind would be a daily event. And we'd not be dealing with purest of evil in every nook and cranny in all corners of the earth. I'll be thinking of you today during your radio show. I'll be out not celebrating Mother's Day, because this writer has AWOL children as well, but instead working her backside off. So I want to thank that writer for writing that email, because I do what I do because I do care so much about humanity. And I'm talking about the people of conscience. Obviously, as you know, the psychopaths who have no conscience are the ones that have created the living hell we find ourselves in. And that is why we must continue until we finally succeed, because, of course, we will eventually win if we keep on going. As a matter of fact, there are some good things starting to happen, especially in the vaccine situation, in regards to a few legislators actually starting to realize that the people they quote-unquote represent are not going to shut up if they don't start making some moves on the vaccine horrors that are happening. And so there are some things happening. And next week I'm going to have the representative from Maine, Andrea Borland, on my show, who's going to be discussing the bill that she wrote for the Maine state legislature demanding that doctors inform parents what vaccines contain. Now, doesn't that sound like a very simple thing? That would be called informed consent, telling the parents, yes, your child's being injected with live viruses, formaldehyde, aluminum, aborted fetal cells, you name it, all kinds of toxins, which I call a witch's brew. It seems like that would be a very simple thing in order to, you know, tell parents that. Of course, if parents know that's what's going on, you know, they're going to start saying, wait a minute, why are you injecting my child with these toxic poisons? Sorry, I'm just getting a message. There's still no luck reaching the guests. So we may go to a, you know, segment to let you call in and make comments, because I was prepared to talk about the comprehensive annual financial reports today. And I did get a confirmation from Mr. Day yesterday. But strange things happen to those of us telling the truth. So anyways, so I will have Andrea Borland on next week talking about this law that she is proposing to be passed by the Maine legislature about just telling parents what's in vaccines. Very simple. Here's the list of ingredients. Now, isn't it strange that all the medical doctors in the Maine state legislature are actually against doing that? And I'll let you tell her about that. I'll let her tell you about that next week. Sorry, I'm distracted. My phone is ringing. Let me see if it's my guest. It's my guest. Hold on. Okay, sorry folks, yes, that was my guest. I emailed him. His phone did not receive calls. I know that my outstanding board op called him multiple times. So please stay tuned, board op. He's going to be calling in the station. I just gave him the number. So sorry for that little blank spot there, folks. But as I was saying, I'm very excited about the fact that there's a few legislators now actually listening to their constituents screaming at them that something must be done. And there's also another person in Minnesota who's being pressured to do something. So let me see if we have our guest. Okay, finally. All right, we have our guest. And today our show is entitled What's Ailing America? The CAFR, Financial Swindle of the American People, and CAFR stands for Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which I had never heard of until someone sent me a YouTube video of Jerry Day talking about this, and the YouTube video is The CAFR Swindle, the Best Game in Town. Okay, there's the music going to break. Hang on, Jerry. We'll bring you on right after these messages.
an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Baghdad, dancers of death.
The Kafir financial swindle of the American people. I am so excited to have as my guest Jerry Day, who is also an expert in smart meters. And if we don't get a chance to get to any smart meter info today, we can do another show on that hopefully down the line. I have covered smart meters before. His websites are freedomtaker.com and jerryday.com. And as I mentioned, the YouTube video that someone sent me is entitled The Kafir Swindle, The Biggest Game in Town. And in only 15 minutes, you can get the best introduction to the Kafirs that you could possibly imagine, which I view as the financial equivalent of the medical mafia telling people that vaccines prevent disease. And this is mind-boggling. And let me just make a couple statements that I gleaned from the YouTube. Every government agency, from local school districts up to the federal government, are corporations that have two sets of books. And in fact, the most important thing to me is that since all of these corporate government entities, as Jerry mentioned in the YouTube, own 70% of stocks of most of the big corporations and have huge profits, you know, this goes to show us the collusion, the conflicts of interest. It is huge. And amazingly, you know, if there are any, you know, coincidences. After I saw this YouTube, I was driving in my car, and I saw, I live in Catawba County in North Carolina, and I saw this vehicle that had a little logo written on its door, CatawbaCountyInc.com. And I said, Catawba County Inc., my county is incorporated, and sure enough, it is. And of course, all the revenues that these government agencies from every layer that you can imagine, including the courts, they receive money from investments that are actually equal to more than twice as much as we pay in taxes. And I'm going to let you take it from there, Jerry. I'm so glad we were able to get you on the phone.
Hi, Dr. Carly. Yeah, sorry for the mix-up. I wanted to just go back to one point, two sets of books. The man who discovered and put all this out in the public is Walter Burian, and he objects to that term. I may have used it in the video, but he said, no, there's actually one set of books, and what they're doing is they're telling you there's a budget, which is all starving, and we need to pay more, and the budget's running out of money, and blah, blah, blah. But the budget is actually not even the set of books. The CAFR is the set of books. And for your listeners, just to get used to that idea, it's a comprehensive annual financial report. It's the accounting books that you want to ask for whenever you're talking to government and whenever you find out what they really do and do not own and have and collect, and what they're squirreling away. But the what's referred to sometimes as the second set of books is a budget, and the budget is really not a set of accounting books. It's a projection. It's an estimation. It's a essentially a propaganda tool to have us all convinced that government is just running out of money and all broke and has to borrow. I'd like to tell you exactly why they want us to think they have to borrow. I'd like to, you know, once people understand this, it all makes sense. It all comes together. Let's go back to the idea that government is not supposed to operate at a profit. And that's true. You know, as soon as government profits, then you have people who are making laws and encroaching on your freedoms for their own profit. Obviously, you must not have government in the profit business. Well, they're collecting so much money that they find out, you know, they can do little tricks that profit them. All they have to do is camouflage that. And what they do is they create what is called liability accounts. And these liability accounts means that, okay, we have to maintain our sewers this year. We're going to collect $2 million to do that, and it's going to cost us $2 million to fix our sewers. So we are going to pretend that we need to put aside the money for the next 50 years to maintain our sewers. So we don't need $2 million. We need $100 million to make sure that our sewers can be maintained 100 years or 50 years out. Well, they don't have to do that because they're going to get revenue every year. They're $2 million every year to do it. So this is just an excuse to put aside money. In other words, steal money from you that they will not apply to any beneficial purpose for you for the next 50 years. And so this becomes money that is now headed into a laundering scheme. So now they've got a whole bunch of money put away on the pretense that they have this liability. You know, we might have to pay for pensions, or we might have to pay for this other city service in the future. Well, you're getting taxes for that, and if you aren't, you should be able to raise taxes for that if people want it. But instead, they put all this money away for long terms into the future, and they really don't have to put that money away. The only reason they're doing it is because they want to find an excuse to hide money and to skim off money. And as you mentioned earlier, the money is two-thirds, skimmed off. You know, there's so much skimmed off money now that it dwarfs the amount of taxes and revenues that are in the tax system. So that's the
exactly.
First little...
Wait, hold on, Jerry. When you hear the music, it means we're going to a break. So we'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks. This is so important. I hope you all got your ears tuned in. We have been swindled beyond comprehension. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
America, where our answer today is the Kaffir financial swindle of the American people, with my special guest Jerry Day. And as you were talking, Jerry, and talking about how the government, and you explained this so excellently in your YouTube video that I mentioned, is basically they're in collusion with all these big corporations and investing in the corporations, and that's how they're amounting these gigantic financial assets that are hidden from the American people. And the first thing I thought of was Obamacare, because of course Obamacare is now going to force people to buy insurance, which only covers big pharma treatments, which of course cure nothing. And so doesn't it seem logical that that's what's really behind the Obamacare, is that all of these private insurance companies and big pharma companies that manufacture drugs and such are going to make huge profits, and the government's going to get a piece of that?
Well, yeah, the idea, I think, that you'll find consistently underneath all of these plans is that someone is finding a way to use government authority to enforce the purchase of some item or enforce the transfer of wealth. So, in other words, you have a profiteering agency now called government. And when you have both profit motive and the ability to force people by rule of law, you're going to pass laws to force them to profit you. And that is really all that is going on nowadays. We do not have government serving us. We have government exploiting us and profiting from us. And so obviously, almost everywhere you look, that's what's going on. And when you look at it from that viewpoint, it all starts to make sense. I'd like to get back to this. I was sort of in the middle of this thing, explaining this CAFR business. Should I?
Yes, go ahead, please.
So what I explained before the break was that they put money away in what they call liability accounts, special rainy day funds, crisis funds, maintenance funds, pension funds. They have all kinds of names for them, and they're basically, all they mean is the same thing. They're taking money away from you, putting it somewhere where it's not benefiting you, and it's just put away in some fund. Well, that becomes the investment fund of the government corporate entity. And what the next step in this fraud is that they pull this complicated little trick where, because they have these large funds set up, the funds must invest in something. Well, they don't, they've already invested in, as we've talked about, 70% of the equities markets. You know, they're into the commodities markets. They're into everything so big. Well, what else is there? What they've discovered and what they've been doing for some time is that by letting the government budget apparently run over, and by looking like they're in deficit financing, they actually go into their own investment accounts, pull money out, and loan money to themselves. And they pay interest on the money that they're borrowing from themselves. And the interest money becomes laundered money. So this is pure profit. And this is laundered money. So it's basically a system to take money away and then hide the money, look like you're starving, loan the money back to yourself, and collect interest from the taxpayer forever. I mean, this is interest that we owe out to two generations in order to further enrich this corporation called government.
Have you come up with a term for this? I mean, I was thinking Ponzi scheme, but that doesn't cover it. I mean, have you come up with a term that covers this scheme that they're doing?
I wish I had a snappy bumper sticker for you on that, but it's just government fraud, and it's government conflict of interest. You know, government should be serving us. Government should be responding to our demands. We should be controlling government, and it is certainly the other way around now. So whatever you want to call that, tyranny, government corruption, conflict of interest, it's all true, all of the above.
And what blows my mind is that, do you think, or what is your idea in terms of every public servant has to know this?
Oh, yeah.
At least the ones that work in accounting, but, yep. You know, even we have now a couple of state legislatures that are, you know, starting to get on board in doing some things in regards to vaccines, and I have to bite my tongue to not ask them, do you know about the CAFRs? Because, in my opinion, they all have to know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's actually two different issues. The vaccine thing is, you know, kind of old-school corruption. You know, the pharmaceutical companies have come in and essentially infiltrated government, and now they've caused government to actually enact laws and social programs that enrich the pharmaceutical companies. And so that's sort of an independent issue. When you start talking about the CAFR, this is a level of investment and wealth and fleecing and plundering of the American public that is beyond imagination. You know, it is into the hundreds of trillions of dollars in some cases. It depends on how you look at it. You know, I think the statistic is that in the 1900s, right around 1900, government itself, all of government, was 3 to 4% of our gross domestic product. In other words, 3% of what you produced would go to government to run government. And currently, the amount that we pay out of our productivity, out of our gross productivity, is 65%. So it's gone from 3 to 4% to 65%. You have to work 65% of the year just to cover the cost of government. And that cost is largely the investment you're making in government is largely being skimmed off, not applied to government services, none of it is being applied to anything that you're demanding, really. It's going into primarily two-thirds of it is going into these investments account and simply continually enriching government. So we've got a situation where two-thirds of what we put in government never comes back to us in the form of anything, any wealth, any program, any service, anything.
And when do you think this whole thing started? Like, who was the genius psychopath that came up with this idea? And how long has this been going on? Any idea?
The CAFR system started in 1946, but that was technically or theoretically an innocent system of bookkeeping for government. So in 1946, government started keeping their books in this way, and it was a consistent way, agency to agency, that they could all analyze their budgets. It is not like there is some evil genius that would come in and do this. Anyone in government, and I worked in a city government for a while, and I understand the mentality. I saw good people go bad. I had my department manager tell me one time in a city government, he said, our problem is not providing services. If we don't provide services, there's really nothing the public can do about it. Our problem is making money disappear so that they think that we needed it.
That must have been a moment for you.
That was a real eye-opener. So this is the mentality. When you get into government, you have an upside-down mentality. You never have to worry about earning money. You never have to worry about where the money will come from. So these people who are in government for any length of time do not think like you and I. Their brains are wired differently. Their brains are wired of, how do I protect my piece of this? How do I make the public think that there's no way around this for them? How do I keep a lot of this stuff secret so that it never gets out what's really going on? And how do I transfer as much money as possible that will in some way benefit me? And that is how people in government think. You want to enrich your agency, you want to enrich your department, and you want to make sure that there's large accounts stuck away so that if the economy goes down and tax revenues go down, you can just go into those big accounts tucked away, those secret accounts, and continue to pay your salary and your benefits and your pension. Everybody's just protecting their own personal security. But it is not some evil genius that went in and looked at the CAFR and decided, oh, there's this way to cheat people. It's obvious. It stares you right in the face. When you're in government, you say, all I have to do is create some set-aside fund, and we can keep that money. And we can apply that to our own internal benefit. And we can invest it, and we can operate like a for-profit corporation. It's there right in front of your face. So it's going to take a good person, and it's going to tempt them into some bad behavior because, you have to resist tremendous temptation in order to not do this.
Yes, and that's true for every area of our world that's been corrupted, which is all areas. They get people in there and they test them to see, will you cross this line? Will you cross that line?
Oh, sure.
And the ones that are willing to sell their souls for cash are rewarded.
Yep.
And that's why we're in the situation that we're in.
If you're not corruptible, you will not last long in government.
Exactly. But like I said, what amazes me is that they all have to know. And, I left medicine because I saw what was happening, and I said, I will not be part of it. And I realized how unusual that is, that most people would not, play this game. They would not go along with this if they had a conscience. And so that's how we've ended up with just a bunch of psychopaths doing the wrong thing every day.
Yep.
What they don't realize is that their children are being killed and maimed with vaccines as well. And the list goes on and on. As you know, vaccines are my thing. But that's why we live in this hell, is because so many people are willing to sell their soul, not realizing that the next agency is doing the same thing, and so we're all being harmed.
Right.
And this is what I wish people would wrap their heads around. If you think that, you're going to continue to put food on the table, well, we've got the FDA and the USDA allowing Monsanto to genetically modify all our food. So what kind of food are you going to have on your table? I mean, the list is endless. And But it starts where you said this whole financial conspiracy. It's just mind boggling. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, where does the Federal Reserve fit into this? Because of course, you know, basically the Federal Reserve, which is a private bankster organization, is printing money and then charging us, interest on the Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah.
Does the government get a piece of that as well? How does that work?
The government gets a piece of everything. The Federal Reserve gets the lion's share. The Federal Reserve system is simply one that allows all of this to take place. And the basic principle that the Federal Reserve system provides is that somebody can now create money out of nothing, actual currency out of thin air. And they don't even print it anymore generally. They just add digits to a computer. When you go in and you sign a promissory note to purchase a home and to take a loan on a home, no bank loans you money. Your promissory note becomes immediately a security instrument. And your promissory note means that you are willing to give all this money to someone. And so all they have to do is take that note that you just signed and do what is called monetize the note. And that means that they say, okay, Dr. Carley has just promised to pay us, $300,000 for a home. And that means we can guarantee, or to some degree of certainty, that we will in the future have not just $300,000, but with $300,000 with interest, which is going to come to something like $1 million or $800,000 ultimately. So I now have a piece of paper in my hand with your signature that is worth $800,000. So I can now print up that money out of thin air. I don't have to loan you anything. You're going to pay it back. So I can, you know, the whole secret about Federal Reserve notes is you can create all you want as long as at some point they come back in. So you don't have hyperinflation as long as somehow they're depleted. That's the whole purpose for the income tax system. There's no need for income tax. We have thousands of other taxes. We have plenty of money to run everything we need to run. And every cent we pay in income tax goes to pay the interest on the money that we've theoretically borrowed and the debt instrument that they've created. So income tax is a way to return the money into the system, and that's why we don't have hyperinflation. Somebody just keep printing money and never taking it back out of the system. So everything you see like that will have a return mechanism to it. And so when you go in and you sign your promissory note, they tell you they're loaning you money. Nobody's loaning you money. They create money out of thin air, and it's your money. And they have to trick you into saying, I agree that I got a loan. I agree that I did not create this money myself. I agree that this money was not created on the value and basis of my promise and my signature. I agree that this bank lent me money even though they haven't shown me any proof of that. And that's all the wording that's in your promissory note. So you're signing something that's a lie, and you're being asked to lie, and you're not even being told that you're lying when you sign it. And so they take that monetized note and they print up a bunch of money and they put that money into circulation and everybody benefits from it. But basically, in answer to your question, the Federal Reserve is just the foundation. It's just the underpinning that allows all the corruption to happen. If you cannot create money out of thin air, then you don't have a system that you can game and exploit and manipulate. You don't have it. You know, if it was all gold currency or whatever, some sort of commodity-based currency or some sort of trackable currency, then you would not have this opportunity. So the Federal Reserve System basically is the starting point for any kind of corruption you can mention in the currency market. And then it's just a question of imagination and opportunity, what kind of corruption is devised off of that fiat currency.
And of course, what we're seeing now, although they pretend that we're coming out of this recession, but this is a cyclical thing that the banksters arrange over time, yeah. Is that, you know, they burst the housing bubble, and then all of a sudden, all these people are underwater. Mm-hmm. The idea that you would even have to refinance a loan, if your house is worth a third of what it was worth, when you signed your corrupt promissory note, which, of course, that's why we have attorneys, so that they can write in legalese things that nobody can understand, and then you sign, you know, your John Hancock to it, and then they burst the bubble, and now your house is worth one-third of what it was, but yet you're asked to refinance your loan. A good friend of mine is trying to refinance her house, and I forget what she told me. They wanted like $7,000 or $8,000 just to do the paperwork, which is so ridiculous. And that wasn't even to refinance it at a lower price. It was just to decrease the mortgage payments, because of course everybody's incomes are crashing throughout this whole thing that's going on. And so it seems like the perversions on all of this, they just keep getting worse and worse over time.
No, I can explain more when we come back on that.
Okay, please do. Okay, folks, this is such important information. I'm so grateful to Jerry Data for coming on. Check out.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And we're back with What's Ailing America. My special guest today is Jerry Day, discussing the comprehensive annual financial reports. And before the break, Jerry, we were talking about the bursting housing bubble and how they're forcing people to refinance. But funny how they're not decreasing the values of the homes.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand really what happened to us here since 2005. This was a very calculated, what you might call plundering or land grab. The world banks essentially are realizing that the currencies are, especially Federal Reserve note currency, losing its international reserve currency status. It's losing its value. It's about to plunge. And they have to get out of cash, and they have to get into real assets, and they have to do it quickly. And in 2005, what they decided to do, one of the tricks they decided to do in order to accomplish that, was to tighten credit and all of a sudden make it hard for companies, even companies with very good credit ratings, to acquire funds. And a lot of companies operate on their credit cash flow, they on their credit lines. And so when you tighten credit, you're actually literally putting businesses out of business. You're causing massive layoffs. And so the banks, because they control credit, control the employment level. And they can cause millions of people to be fired by simply tightening credit. And that's exactly what they did. And the reason they did that is because when they can cause millions of people to be fired, those millions of people will default on their loans, and the banks will then go and take the loan, take the properties and the collateral on foreclosure. And so this is a way to immediately, for pennies on the dollar, convert your debt assets, what's, you know, what you've got on the books, into actual real estate holdings and property holdings. And so that's the process that the banks have been engaging in the last 5 or 6 years. And they're at the point now where they've cleaned out so many homes. And, you know, it's really tragic to see how the courts support this fleecing of the American public. I mean, how could you have suddenly more foreclosures than even happened per capita in the Great Depression, and not have the courts and the politicians go, hey, we have to stop this, we have to prevent this? Now, it's easily shown that it was all based on fraud, and it was all based on the manipulation of the banks. So the banks could easily be held accountable for this. And you know, as I said before the break, they're not loaning money. They're just monetizing promissory notes. So they really wouldn't be losing anything. There's no such thing as too big to fail. They're not going to fail. They're going to go right on. And so what the courts have done is come in, and if you go into the court to defend against your foreclosure, you'll lose. And that's how it is in my state, in California. They simply do not allow people to retain their homes, even when the people come in and show fraud on the part of the banks, even when the people can come in and show and prove that the bank did not loan any money in the first place. The judges and the courts are absolutely corrupt. There's just not even a pretense of law and order. But we have lost the rule of law in the courts, and they don't follow their own rules. They don't follow the laws. They don't protect the consumer. They don't protect against criminal banking activity. And it's absolutely blatant and shameful how these courts are behaving. And without the courts, when the courts are turning into the henchmen of corrupt and criminal bankers, you have no hope. You know, your courts are gone. There is no rule of law left.
Right. I totally agree on that. Okay, we're going to a short break. Be back. Stay tuned, folks.